that's a big old kimsa. I'm on. Okay. At the bottom of Yubez Mabez, just one ha'ara on yesterday's daf. Just should note the 2 days in Tosfos Shevna. The Torah, the Gemara says a discussion about Shevna Ish Yerushalayim on Yubez Mabez. Tosfos quotes that Rabbi Natan wasn't Gori Shevna, because Shevna was a Rasha. So how could you tell a story about Shevna? V'lo maskinam b'shmei, d'shem risham yirkav. You don't use such a name. And then he quotes Alagar Shechna. That was different, a different person. But then those are a different day. Venera Louis the Shopper Garashevna. Tatum Echad Russia Vishmo Avraham Monikra Bashem Zeh Acher. You could never use Avram of Avraham if it was one Russia in history named Avraham. So these 2 days in Tosfos are important. All the posts can talk about it regarding using a name of somebody who was not the biggest tzaddik. Rav Sternbach has two tshuvas regarding the issue. Let's say somebody is a Baal Tshuva and his grandfather was a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia. And his father wants to, you know, him to use his grandfather's name. The question is, can he, should he, and Rav Sternbach advises that he should use it, Shalom Bayis, and Kibbut Av. But you should have in mind, as long as it's a common name, it's not some very uncommon name that only his grandfather had, as long as it's a common name, he should have Kavana, so this is also Avram Avinu, this is also Yitzchak, right? think of the Tzaddik as well, and therefore he could be Yotzei, both Tzaddik. Okay, but it's based on those 2 days in Tosfos. Sorry? Right, that's some names are still tsarachian, but that's the general point. Okay, two dots, three lines from the bottom. The MS Amru Hachazim. So this is a quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah was on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. You think back to that Mishnah. The Mishnah said the last line. Hachazin roe hechan tinokos karin. First, the Mishnah said. Just remember the flow of the Mishnah because the Gemara is about to ask about it. The first line of the Mishnah was. The chazin is roer. Remember Rashi there had 2 days about what chazin meant. Either the gabai or the rebbe. The chazin is roer where the tinokos are reading from. So he's allowed to be roer, aval hu lo yikra. But he can't read. So he could be roer, but he can't be kore. So he asks the Gemara. V'amid reisha roer. My love, likros. What does it mean, roer? What do you do when you look at something? You read it when you're looking at words. So how do you put together the first line and the second line of the Mishnah? First it says, yes, roer. And then it says, no, kore. So where it says lo lasade Rashi Parshi Yosef. No, what you're allowed to do, and Rashi already alluded to this on the Mishnah, you're allowed to be Masader Rashi Parshi Yosef. He's allowed to look at the beginning of the Parshios to either know what the laning is going to be the next day or know what he got up to with his Talmidim. So that's what it means, Roeh. He could be Roeh just to see the heads of the Parshios, but not to be Roeh the whole Parsha, because that might get him too involved, and therefore this Xer that he might come to be Mate might come to turn the candle. You're allowed to be Masader the beginning of the Parshios. Look at the last Rashi on the Amud. Rashi says, Rashi Parshios, umaritzen befiv. And he's allowed to get them common, he's allowed to get used to them with his mouth. Shebitoch sharosha parsha shkura befiv, since the Gabbai is going to have these Parshios shkura in his mouth, who nizkar b'chulav v'machar. The next morning, he's going to remember them. Umisayeya es shiva hakorin. And he's going to help the Gabbai, he's going to help the people who are laning. Remember, in the olden days, there wasn't one Balkore. Every time you got an Aliyah, you laned. What's it, you had to prepare the Parsha every week? So Mistama, you didn't know it as well as if you would have prepared it every week. So the Gabbai's job was, you know, nowadays, we even have a Balkore sometimes, and we still need this. But at least in the olden days, it was more understandable that the Gabbai would help out. Maseyas HaKorin ben Nekuda v'ta'ameha b'lachash. And he would help out the Balkore with the Nekuda, how to pronounce the words, uvita'ameha, the ta'amim, the trap, the lachash, quietly along so the Balkore could hear. So the Chidushi Aran here notes about from this Rashi, you see that the trap is very important. You see that you have to help him out with the Nekuda and the trap. Again, there are different Makoros in the Gemara where the trap comes from. Go back to Sinai, but there are different Makoros about the importance of the trap. And just to mention one interesting Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Kufman Beis, that's where, you know, what do you correct the Balkore with, right? This is an unknown halacha. You know, what must you, and what are you not allowed to correct the Balkore in? Karev Torah afilu b'tiktok ochas machzir noso. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if the Balkore makes a mistake even in one letter, you have to be machzir him, right, if it's a mistake. Hagov v'chena denachazan okore, v'davka shinui shemishtana al yidei zeha inyin. But only a shinui that changes the meaning. Avalim ta'a b'neginas hata'am o b'nikud. But if he makes a mistake in the trap, or binikud, or with the anikud, which does not change, like S and ace, something like that, where everybody usually jumps, like some of the Parshios, right? What is it? What is it? The Vayakel, or the list of all those Kalim. Screaming out SNAs, right? It says, if it doesn't change the Nikud of the time, Ein Machzir or so, I will go Arinbo. You're not Machzir, but you tell him, you know, next time you better know it. Next time you don't do such a thing. But interesting, the Mishnah Berurah, though, has two important notes. He so quotes the Sefer Shulchan Aruch Shittim, who says, "V'hu adim b'neginas ha'ta'amim shehenin mishtana al yedei zeh." You do have to correct trup if the mistaken trup changes the inyan. Kegon tekor misharis b'makom mafsik machzirin oso. Like, let's say you put an esnachta in the wrong place, so you pause, and now the whole it means something totally different. So then you have to change it. Or sometimes, like if you know, Rashi sometimes explains if you write ba'a and ba'a, right? Those two words, right? Rebracha ba'a imatzon. Rashi sometimes says emphasis changes the meaning. So you have to have a call that are chachamim. You got to know exactly, or at least a gabbai. If the gabbai is in charge of the corrections, you have to make sure that he knows what to correct and what not to correct. What changes the meaning of the words? But then he and the dlog shomer kishmo shomer hamon am shem karas hashem emachzir b'makatan nagina. No, if you read the words right. No, the Mishnah Berurah says beferish. If the ta'amim if you do the wrong ones, then that changes the meaning of the word. So then that would be right. It's like as if you said tirtzach low, red low, tirtzach. You know, that kind of thing is would mess up everybody. Okay, and then the Mishnah Berurah also adds, yes, fine, you don't correct, but yeah, but if it doesn't change the meaning of the word, and if the negina is different, but the Mishnah Berurah adds, hachazin sarach lachzer mitzchila hasedra sheshkur b'fiv kol adukdukin b'misagin. The Balkore has the responsibility. Anybody who's the Balkore has the responsibility to go over the laning beforehand. Mila'el u'milara, not just the words, but to know. That means, we don't even know what that means. Mila'el u'milara. To know which part of the word to put the emphasis on. Yamin u'smo, v'yikra b'mitun v'lo b'mehirus. You got to read it slow enough so that no letters and no syllables are even swallowed. So that's something that we should all be careful of whenever we're Bali Kriya. There is a Reb Chaim that Reb Shachter quotes the Rav, Shem Reb Chaim in Nefesh HaRav, that said the Reb Chaim was machzir even for trup, that didn't change the meaning of a word. That he was very medactic in his shul. Surely if you change the meaning of a word, against the Ramah. So there, it says, and the Rav said, what do you do? My grandfather did one thing and the Ramah did something else. So what do I paskin? So Ramah says, if the Baal Koreh is about you know, somebody who can handle it and who can handle the fact that you're being machzir even on the trap, okay, then you should try to tell him in a nice way. But if not, if he's just going to get upset that every 3 seconds you're telling him, you know, that he made a mistake, then maybe it's better not to. But either way, just show you the significance that Reb Chaim was machzir even just on trup, even if it didn't change the meaning of a word, against that Ramo says only if you're machzir. But again, it all comes from this Rashi. It all comes from this Rashi, a lot of it because Rashi says that the gabbai has to be proficient in the trup itself. Okay. So we said that the gabbai in the Mishnah is allowed to read the Rashi Parshios and not the whole Parsha. Says the Gemara of a Kula Parsha, well, we can't read the whole Parsha. Meisvei, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer, top of Yud Gimel. Tinoko Shem Yisraban, Hayim Masadrin, Parshios, V'koron La'or Haner. Rav Shimon Gamliel used to read the Parsha. So doesn't that mean the whole Parsha? The Gemara says, no. Yibayisei Marashi Parshiosav. Either he only read the beginning. Yibayisei Mashaini Tinokos. What does it say there? The Tinokos are allowed to read the whole Parsha. They're allowed to read it. Hold the Emas Rabban Alehan, Veloasi Litzluye. The students in front of the Rebbe are allowed to read the whole thing from the candlelight because they're going to be scared of the Rebbe. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to be mad to the Nair because they're scared of the Rebbe. The Rebbe himself can't read the whole Parsha except Rashi Parshios. So that's a chiluk because in that circumstance, we're not worried of the Gzeira of Shemayat. Fine. Kiyotze bo lo yochal hazav. The next line of the Mishnah quoted that just like we have a gzeira that you shouldn't read la'ar haner, gzeira you might come to something. Kiyotze bo, so do there's another similar gzeira. Question not for now, but why out of all 1,000 gzeiras in the Gemara, why did Daphne pick this one? Just like there, so too where it goes there here in the following case. Okay, but it picks this gzeira. Kiyotze, you only have a question of why this if you have another choice of that other one's better. So here we're just asking why. So it's not such a kasha, but it's just interesting that it picks this gzeira. Lo yochai azava emazava. So the Mishnah had said that a zav and a zava cannot eat together because hergal avera. It might lead to something. We know a zava and a zava are halachically people who have emissions that are not considered natural, that are not considered normal. A nida is a natural state. It's also tmeya, but it's a natural state. A zava is considered an unnatural state. A zava and a zava, we're going to get to, yesterday Menachem spoke a little bit about a zav gadol and a zav gadola. What's the difference? The days, the carbon. That's the zava and a zava. Okay, Tanya. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Bo re'ei ad heichan pirtza tara b'Yisrael. See how great the tahara has been spread out in Israel. See how great they hold the concept of being tahora. Shaloshanin lo yochal hatara matameya. The Mishnah doesn't say that a tar shouldn't sit with a zava, or a zav shouldn't sit with a tahora, because that's not even a havamina that's going to happen. That a tar person is going to sit with a tamea person, no way, that's never. Rashi says that's right. The Mishnah doesn't even have to make a gzira on this because the lohay ochlin and nishol saying tameos. It never happened. Never happened that they would do such a thing. Ella, it only has to say lo yochal azavim azava b'bnei galavera. Just shows you that the Mishnah didn't even have to relate to the other case because tahara was such an important part of their life. Kayotsebo, a similar idea quoted in the Brisa. Well, Yalchol Zav Parush im Zava Ma'aretz. Not only a Zav im a Zava, male and female, but even two Zavim, a Zav Parush, meaning a Zav, a Talmud Chacham, who is Makpid on Tum and Tara, and is Makpid on other things as well, should not eat lunch with a Zav Ma'aretz. Shema Yargilenu Etzlo. Maybe the Zav Am Ha'aretz will be Margil, the Zav Parush, the Zav Talmud Chacham with him. So what do you mean, margil him? Right? By a man and a woman, we know what it could lead to. But what could a two zavim? We're not choshesh for mishka zachar. So what exactly is the mishka talking about? So what's the problem? He's going to be margil. So they're going to become good friends. They're both tmeim. What's the big deal? So Gemara says, Ela eim Hashem yachidanu dvarim tmeim. So no, maybe the zav am haaretz is going to feed the zav tamar chacham, the zav parish, some tamei food. So Gemara again asks, so he's tamei. What's the big deal? He has to eat tavarim tameim, right? He's tamei. He can't eat tahor foods. So Amar Abaya, no. The gzeira is gzeira shem yachilenu dvarim she'enon misukanin. Abaya says, no. Maybe they're going to become good friends, and then they're going to have lunch, even when they're not in this state, or even when they're in this state, but he's going to feed them something that's not kosher. Something she'enon misukanin, which means something that shumas and maestros, or at least maestros, weren't taken off of. And this is what is called demai. Homosechlis demai in Zrayim. Demai is food that you get from an am haaretz that you don't know if maestros were taken off from it. Shuma gadola was taken off, because shuma gadola, if you eat shuma gadola, you're high misa b'dei shemayim, so we assume they're scared of shuma gadola, therefore they take off shuma gadola. But the other maestros, and maestro rishon, for example, we don't know if it was taken off yet. And not only maestro rishon, but there's something else in Maaser Rishon that we have to be scared of, that there might not be machmir about. Once the Levi gets Maaser Rishon, he has to give Trumas Maaser to the Kohen from his Maaser Rishon. And that has the same status of Truma as Truma. So we also worry about the Trumas Maaser. So there are certain Maasers we're worried about, so the Chachamim were generally goes there on Demai. Demai is Demai, Duh, means Zeh, this, Mai, what is it? We're not sure. So we're goes there on eating the food of an Amaris because it might be Enum Asukan. So we're talking about a zav am haaretz here. So that's where it's common that the zavim would eat together because they don't have anybody else to eat with. So that's why we say specifically here they should be careful not to eat together, because demai is usually if you have his food, but here you can't even eat with him because he might give you food. So that's what Abaya says. Gzera, so the gzera that the zav para shouldn't eat with the zav amaretz is based on nothing to do with tumentara. It has to do with maybe he's going to give him dvarim she'ena misukanim. The Rava Amar, Rava says, 1 second. What's the gzera here? You can't even eat with him because he might give you food that are not misukan. He might give you food that's not misukan. So Rava says, Rava Amar is ma'asrenhein. The whole issue of demai, that's because we're choshesh for a miut. Rov Amei Aretz, the majority of Amei Aretz take it off. So what are we doing here? We're making a gzeira that you can't eat with him. Gzeira A, because he might give you demai. Demai itself is a gzeira. Gzeira B, Rashi here says, Volga's reading gzeira l'gzeira. Rava says, what are you doing? Gzeira l'gzeira. Similar discussion, just think back 2 days. Machlokas Abaya and Rava on Yudalef and Mabez. Whether it goes gzeira l'gzeira by a Carmelis. Same opinions. Abaya says it, and Rava says he googled gzeira l'gzeira. And remember, Tosfos there said, oh, this is one by Hotzah. This isn't only by Hotsa. So if this is really a Xera issue, the Gemara doesn't use that Lashon, but Rashi here uses it, so then it seems to be even outside of Hotsa a little bit. But anyway, so Rabbi says, it can't be that we're Gozer, that he can't sit with the Zav, because he might give him Dmai, because Robot, that would be a Xera Lazera. So El Hashem Yehi Ragel Aslov Yechlenos Varam Tmein Bimei Taharaso. No, not Varam Shenim Zukadim. It might be that they might become friends when the Tamar Chacham is Tahar, and then the Zav is going to give him food that's Tameh. That's the problem. That's the Chashash that we're worried about. Is it a Gzera L'Gzera? But it's not, I guess, the other Gzera isn't like a bona fide, like a Dmai. That's a Gzera. This is a Chashash of a Nisa Daraisa. What do you mean? If he gives him Dvarim Tameh, that would be a Nisa Daraisa. Not just, he might give him Dvarim Shenim Zukadim. What? Because he might become friends, that's the point. Even when they're both tame, they can't. When they can eat together, they can't do that because then they're going to become friends. And therefore, I'm saying, but still, he's friendly with him. He's friendly with him. Yeah.
If both are tahar,
now the question is the tara ma'aretz makpid on tumen tara as much? Still, you have to be worried about that. There is an interesting, just it might relate, that is, Yosef Engel has a piece in Asvin Daraisa. Yosef Engel, besides his Gilyone Ashash, which he has, sorry.
No, because otherwise.
Right, which might be true. Which might be there is yadus, but not to share meals together with each other. There's a similar. We're gonna not to goyim in terms of, but in terms of, it might even be worse because by a non-Jew, your radar is already up not to eat something that they give you. But here it might be you have to take precautions. We're gonna get to certain cases, certain precautions to take. There is, and Rabbi Yosef Engel has two svarim where he is, basically it's Achronish Chakiras, beautiful Chakiros, where in Asman Daraisa, Klal Vav. He has a Chakira with always about 35 Nafkaminas. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel has. He has a Shas is even more than on his fingertips. It's unbelievable. Before the age of computers, 100 years ago. So he has in Klal Vav, he has a Chakira about the Isser of Demai. Because what's Demai? Is Demai Usser per se, that once they were goes there on food of an Am Haaretz, because, and the motivation was because most of them don't think about Maestrus, so then now it's Usser per se, and even if you know that they took off Maestrus, it's going to be Usser, because they made the Gzera, or no, it's only Usser because of the motivation, that they were goes there that, you know, he might not have taken off, but once he took off, if you know that, so then it's not a problem. So he has two different views, he goes through both sides. So I thought that might be connected to this discussion of Abaye and Rava, because what would Abaye say? What about Zera like Zera? Now, isn't it Xera Lexera? And then, like we said before, he only says it by Hosa. So it could be maybe that they're arguing about how to understand the Isser of Demai. He might say that it's no longer viewed as just Xera. It has a halachic status of Ma'achalas Asuros Midrabanan. Yes, the motivation was because they were worried about something, but a lot of times after they were worried about something, the Chazal's Takana takes on a life of its own. And therefore, this is considered Isser Drabanan food, and therefore maybe that's why it wouldn't be called Xera Lexera. That's just an idea how to give pshat in Abaye. So the maskana, according to Rava. Okay. In effect, meaning even according to Rava, you might have to say this. Okay. Ibai lahu in the middle. Ibai lahu nida mahu shatishin and bai lahi be bigda vahu be bigda. Once we're talking about gzeiros, right, of zava and zava in the Mishnah, so now the Gemara asks, can a nida and her husband sleep together with their clothes on? With their clothes on, and they won't, nothing will happen, but to sleep, even Bekir of Basar, but with their clothes on, is that mutter? As Rashi here explains, look at the Rashi, important Rashi. Shatishan and Baila, fourth skinny line, Bemita, in the bed, in one bed, Kagon Shehu Tamei. For example, so Rashi, let me just give a preface to this Rashi. Rashi is trying to explain that the Ibaye is only regarding the world of Isser Veheter, not about Tumah and Tahara. We know a Nida is Tameya also, but Rashi wants the Ibaye to only be about the Isser Veheter case. So therefore, Rashi says, Kigon Shehu Tameh, either we're talking about a case where the husband is also Tameh for some reason, Deleka Lamechash Bishum Tahara, there's no Tahara issue, O Bizmanazeh, Shein Bo Tahara, O Bizmanazeh, when we're all Tameyim. And now Rashi says, are we choshesh that something is going to happen? Do we make gzeira for that case? This also relates, just for 30 seconds, to another chakira. This one is more well known, of Rav Yosef Engel and Asvin Daraisa. How much is the Isser of Nida L'Baila, should that be categorized in the world of Isser V'Heter? Or should that be categorized in the world of Tumah V'Tahara? Because we know a Nida is A, Tameya, 2, Asur L'Baila. Right? Nida can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Separate from the Isser L'Baila. Even a woman who's not married can't go into the Beis HaMikdash when she's a Nida. But there's also an Isser L'Baila. So nowadays, obviously, there's the Issur L'Bailo is the only thing that has ramifications. But he has a bunch of makoros there in another one in Klal. If you want to look it up, anybody out there wants to look it up in Klal Chaf Aleph, whether it is Issur L'Bailo or Tumah Vatarin. Just quote one makor that he quotes. He quotes there's a gra that's known in Aderes Elio in Parsha Shoftim, where the pasuk says Ki Pali Mimcha Davar Bein Dam L'Dam Bein Din L'Din. So it says the Vilna Gaon, all of Torah is split into three categories. Dam L'Dam is, sorry? Right, Dam L'Dam, I'll read it to you. He quotes there's Eliyahu. He says, sorry? He quotes, Dam, Shator Nechlekas L'Shisha Chalakim. Tar V'Tamei, Aser U'Mutter Chai V'Zakei. Dam L'Dam, what's Dam L'Dam? Who Aser U'Mutter K'dei L'Tar Isha L'Baila. Din ladin hu chayiv izakai nega la nega tami v'tahar. So the Gra's example of Isser v'heter is nidal abayla. So Rabbi Yosef Eigel said it seems like he's categorizing more as Isser v'heter more than tumah v'tahara. And there are a lot of other makaras, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch has it in Yeridea, right? I mean, there is no Shulchan Aruch on tumah v'tahara, but he has it in Yeridea. But Rashi here is trying to single out the Isser v'heter aspects rather than the Tumah V'Tahara aspects. Okay, so the Gemara says, can a Nida be with her husband in the same bed with their clothes on? Amar of Yosef, Tashma, let's bring a Raya from Chulin. Ha'ov, and this is a Mishnah in Idios also, because the Mishnahs in Idios have examples of all the cases where Beis Hillel is more Machmir than Beis Shammai. So this is one of those examples. So, Ha'ov Ha'ola im Ha'givina al Ha'shulchan ve'inonecha divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says you can have milchiks and fleishiks on the same table, but you just can't eat it together. But you can have them on the same table. They can't even go up on the same table. Right? You can't have milk and fleishiks. We'll get to the idea of hecker in a minute, but they can't go up on the same table. So it asks the Gemara. The Gemara wants to prove, just like the food can't go up on the same table, so a man and a woman, you know, also must be, even if they're wearing clothes. So assumes the Gemara at this point that it should be usser. Mishum Zera. Square says, no, shiny hasam, deleka deos. By the food, it's one person eating the milchiks and the fleishiks. So if it be gozer, who's going to remind him? No, there's deleka deos. There aren't two people there. There's one person there. And by the husband and the wife, they'll remind each other. So therefore, maybe there isn't a Zera there. So Achanami Mistaber, and it makes sense to make such a chiluk. The echadika deos shiny, that whether there are people there, whether two people there, it's going to make a difference. The Tani Sefer, because the Sefer of that Brisa says, Rav Shiva Gamliel Omer, Shneach Sonoim Ochlan Al Shulchan Echad, Ze Ochel Basav Ze Ochel Gmina Vein Choshishin. Shiva Gamliel says, two people who don't know each other, Shneach Sonoim, they could eat on the same table, one eating fleishiks, one eating milchiks. I was at the Bronx Zoo on Chol HaMoed, so we sat down on the other half of the table, I don't know what the people were eating. And on our half of the table, we were eating our matzah and margarine and tuna fish. Right? And we don't know them. Right? So we're eating this trafus right over there. Right? So that's what's the answer? That you know what? Ain't choshishin. Why? Because there's deos. There's two people involved. So so maybe when there's two people involved, that's a raya that, you know, it should be mutzer. So Mara says, one second, Vlavin Mara, no, it's what kind of two people? If the two people don't know each other, then there's no chashash that they're going to take from the other person's food. Aval, makirin zeze asurin. But if they know each other, so then, you know, then we are worried, because they're very homey with each other. It's also the husband and the wife. Know each other, godom izu. Right? So therefore, we should be choshesh that something's going to happen. So Gemara says, no, haki hashta, there's still a chiluk. Hasam deos ika shinui leka. By the food on the table, yes, there's one level. There's two people involved, but there's also no shinui. Right? There's no different placemats. There's no one on the placemat and one on the table. It's just something on the same place. Hacha, in the case of the husband and the wife, ika deos viika shinui. There's two people and there's a shinui. As Rashi explains, they used to not sleep with clothes. Remember, we had those gemaras in brachas about the sleeping makir of basar. But a husband and a wife, he even notes to connects it to the chiv of ona, of a husband for a wife. So they usually didn't sleep in their clothes. Therefore, there's a heker here also. So that's why still the gemara has the ibaya. It could be that it's winter. At this point, the gemara assumes. Because there's two people and there's a heker. Ika to Amri. This is just the following five lines are the exact same thing that we said, just in a different order. We're going to prove it in a different way. Let's just finish. Tashma. The first that we bring the Rav Shimon Gamliel, that one can eat milk is at fleishiks on the same table. Only, but if they don't know each other, if they do know each other, that is going to be usur. So the Gemara here switches around the order and it says, so this is a proof. And therefore it should be also, because they're makir zezeh, just like it's also to eat the milchus and the fleishiks, also not for us now. It says of, which itself is also midra abanan. So is this xera here? Not for now, but interesting case. But the Gemara assumes here, makir zezeh. So he says, hasam deos ika shinui leka, hach ika deos ika shinui. So again, the same chiluk that don't compare it, because in a case of the husband and the wife, it could still be that it's mutter. Because A, there are two people involved to remind each other, and B, there's a shinui, they're doing something not in the normal way, and therefore it's going to be mutter. That's what the Rush here says, just by the way, when a husband and a wife sit together, that's the makar. This Rush, they should have a hecker in between. In the olden days, they used to sit on small tables, so therefore they needed some type of hecker. But says the Rush, Bizman HaZeh, when we have larger tables, so the Rush says, there still should be some type of hecker between the husband and the wife. We spoke about this earlier when we did Hilchos Nida, and or if other people are at the table, the Rush says. So either way, so that's called a hecker, and it comes from this Gemara. Yeah. Another place of tablecloths. I don't know what they had then. Tashma. End of the first wide line. Tashma, so we're still trying to prove. So, lo yochal azav mazav mishim hergal avera. So, Gemara says, what about our mishnah? Does that help us in this question? It says the zav and the zavah can't eat together. So, Gemara says, again, there's no proof yet. Hachanami, deos ika shinui lek. Over there, you don't have a shinui. If you would have a shinui, maybe it would be mutter. Tashma. So, here's the final answer. Our final proof. El ha'arim lo achal ve'nav lo nasael gilulei beis Yisrael v'es eishes re'ehu lo tamei v'el isha nidah lo yikrav. So the pasuk mentions both eishes re'ehu, your friend's wife, and isha nidah, right? Your wife, the nidah. Makish isha nidah lo eishes re'ehu. So the pasuk compares your wife who's a nidah to your friend's wife. Ma eishes re'ehu huba b'gdo v'hiba b'gdo asur. Just like we know that your friend's wife, you obviously can't be in the same bed with her, even with clothes on. So too, your own wife, who is a nida. So what do you mean? So the Gemara says, just like your friend's wife, you know. So how do you know that? What does it say in the Torah? What does it say in the Torah that you can't be with your friend's wife in bed and not do anything? So Rashi says it's included in the Isra of Yichud. We know certain kinds of Isra Yichud are da'oraisa. Isra Yichud is a very important and lamaisa concept. Which Baruch Hashem, in today's day and age, with all the lawsuits, it's good works in halacha's favor, because like there's all these big windows now in all the offices. So Baruch Hashem, that helps out for Hilchos Nida as well. But in general, so Rashi says included in the Isser of Hilchos Nida is this Isser, right? You can't be in a bed with your friend's wife. So Tosfos says, what if they're not be yichud? What do you mean? It's only how can you say yichud includes it? No, Tosfos says it's a svara. Well, that's a svara. That's the pashas. What does Tosfos say? Bahasam svaru. What? Lofisha yitzra tofu miskabra labayosa. What, to be in a bed with your friend's wife, even with clothes on? What's crazy? Who says it's a svara? You don't need a pashas for that. It's a svara. So that's why he doesn't like Rashi. But again, Tosfos is very mistaver. Okay. Upliga the Rebbe Padas. So that's the Lamaisa. That's the Lamaisa. We said, Shmami, no, we proved it. And we said, Upliga the Rebbe Padas. By the way, this whole thing that we just said, this Rasha argues on Rebbe Padas. Dhamma Rebbe Padas, Tos Rebbe Padas says, Lo Asra Torah, El Akurva Shal Gili Arayas Bovad. The Torah only asers Kiruv, a connection of Gili Arayas, Maisa Bia itself. Shneamar Ish Ish Al Kosh Erb Saro, Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva. Right? Only Mamish. Gili Arayas is Usser, says Rabbi Padas. And Rashi here explains him, right, that he argues. He says, the last Rashi on the page, Gili Arayas Tashmish Mamish. Vishar Kurba, Filu Kirav Basar, Midzirabanan hi. Hiba Bigda, Filu Midzirabanan, Lekla Migzar. Any other less than Bia is only Drabanan, and anything less than that would be Mutter, according to Rabbi Padas, but right, we don't say that. We say Shmamina, we say that it would be Usser. Right, so Rashi here is alluding to the issue of Kirav Basar, the Raisa Drabanan. So it's just appropriate to mention the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ramban in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. Well-known Machlokas, the Rambam's Paskins, Kol Abala Erva Mina Ha'arayas Derech Ivarim, if somebody has a Maisa Bia, Rachman Al-Islam, with one of the Arayas, O Shechibek V'Nishek Derech Taiva V'Nehene B'Kirav Basar, Harizaloka Mina Torah. The Rambam Paskins, that any type of affectionate touch with one of the Arayos is an Isser D'Oraisa. Isser D'Oraisa. Just like eating a chicken burger. It's cheese. Chicken cheeseburger, right? The Rambam says that's the same thing, right? We have grown up, or much of our world, Rachman al-Islan, does not take, they assume that the issue of Shomer Negiyah is a chumrah. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a halacha. It's halacha just like every other area of halacha. Affectionate touch, according to the Rambam, is Nisad Araisa. The Magad Mishnah, everybody knows this Ramban. The Ramban holds is Nisad Rabbanan. Ramban doesn't say it's mutter. The Ramban, quoting here in the Magad Mishnah from the Sefer HaMitzvahs, any type of affectionate touch, which doesn't only mean hugging and kissing. A boy and a girl holding hands. Why are you holding the hand? Holding hands is also an affectionate touch. You don't. It doesn't have to be above and beyond. It doesn't have to be a hug and a kiss. Even a holding hands is an affectionate touch. That's called derech hiba. Everybody agrees it's usser. All right, so the Rabbanan. Okay, it's a chilek. But everybody agrees that it is usser. So that's alluded to here, where this issue of Rebbe Padas. The whole issue, what about shelo b'derech hiba? What about a non-affectionate touch? Which is the handshake. The handshake, shelo b'derech hiba. So is that, what level is that? There's a Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezra that assumes that's usher also. The same levels, like the Rambam would say Daraisa and the Ramban would say Darabanan, but Rav HaPoskim don't assume that way because it doesn't say that. If you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says Darachiba, it says Shenan and Bekir Vasar. So the question is, what do you do about the, right, all my Talmidim go on interviews. You know, what do you do with the interviewer? The interviewer's a female, she sticks out her hand. So what's the issue? What's the sheet? If you're looking for Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe has two little tshuvas about this, big tshuvas, but at the end he relates to this. He's not into even the shaking the hand. Rav Moshe says, he says, I know Yirei Shamayim do it. Rav Moshe assumes that it's still Aser. Maybe he assumes that even the handshake is derech hiba. You know, why are you shaking somebody's hand to say hello? Hi, how are you? I saw the Debet Siner in Tshuva, the Ber Moshe, has a chiluk between the type of handshake. Is it a handshake of greeting at the beginning and the end of an interview, let's say? Or is it the handshake at the end of a business deal? The end of a deal, right? You shake hands to seal the deal. So the Ber Moshe is machalik. He assumes that at the end of a deal, that's not derech hiba, that's totally business. Right, chaim ubracha masel, whatever they say. Right, so that's business. But at the beginning of the end, he assumes there. So maybe that's where Moshe is assuming also. Other achronim, which I think is much of the minhag ha'olam, is, and they quote this from Rav Soloveitchik. I didn't see this inside anywhere, but I asked a couple of his talmidim, and they say that you could return the dead fish, as they say. You can return the dead fish, meaning assuming that at most shelo b'derech hiba is an issa d'rabanan, at most, which I think is we could assume. Assuming that shalom b'derechiba is rabbanan, and assuming that a handshake is shalom b'derechiba, you got to assume those two issues. So then, if a woman sticks out her hand first, and you don't shake her hand, it's a kavod abrius issue. It's a kavod abrius issue, so you don't embarrass her. So therefore, as we learned in brachas, yutas and chaf, that mishum kavod abrius, we could violate yisurei d'rabbanan. The rabbanan never meant their gzeiros to be instituted, but makum kavod abrius. So if you assume those two issues, a that it is. Shaloba derechiba, and she sticks out her hand first, then you can return. But, you know, the embarrassment is covered already by the dead fish, meaning without squeezing. But if not, that's generally what's assumed here. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, you're allowed to go on the subway during rush hour. Somebody asked him, I have to go on the subway, and that's impossible. It's impossible. I have to take a taxi every day. You know, I have to come close with my fellow New Yorkers. You know, what could I do? So Rav Moshe's matter. Rav Moshe says, that's for sure, that's incidental touching, but again, you have to be careful. Okay, so that relates to this issue of against Rebbe Padas. But again, you can't tell what Shitas Rashi here is, because Rashi's explaining Rebbe Padas, so we don't pass him like. No, haba al ha'erva al arayas derech ibarim, o shechibik v'nishek derech taiva, v'nenem b'kir basar az elokim in ha'torah. Sh'ne'ama al-vilti asos b'chukos ha'toivos, lo sikrivu l'galos erva. Lo sikrivu. By the way, this is also another example maybe of a siyag daraisa. Right, that the, because it's a siyag, this is also midaraisa because of maybe, you know, something worse that's daraisa.
So, is it
misa? Well, it depends who it is. This is, let's say, a different erva. I don't know if he would say that. Well, this is including Lo Sikrivu L'Galos Erva. I'm not sure about that. I don't think so. Okay. Weiter. Ula, 5 lines to the bottom. Ki avi asim yidei Rava, when he came back from yeshiva, ha-menashik lehu la'achvaseh, he used to kiss his sister, abe chadayhu, it either means on her chest, va'amri la abe adayhu, or on her hands. Upliga didei adidei. And there's a stira within Ula. Some say Ula was choser. To amar Ula, afilu shum kurva aser. Ula says, even any type of kirva to a sister is aser. Mishum, leilech amri nazira, scharsar, we tell a nazir, go around the vineyard. Lekarmelo sikra, don't go straight through it, right, because you have to take precautions. This is also a separate issue about what about with a sister, right? We know the krovim, mother, grandmother, daughter, granddaughter, sisters. Those are basically, and Isha when during the time that she's muteris. Besides that, everybody else is an erva. Right, there are many, many Antilles out there that at the family get-togethers, you know, they, you know, I have it myself, and Talmidim always ask, you know, what do you do? So I have to say, you have to do your best. Again, a lot of times, if it's somebody that you can't talk to, so you do the dead fish there too. You know, you can't make a chokas in a family. But this is a big issue that the Rambam talks about sisters. The Rambam is very charif, even when it comes to sisters. based on this Gemara. The Magen Mishnah says this Gemara, because it's based on Ula. The Rambam says, HaMachabik achas min ha'arayil she'en libo shal adam nokfo alayhen. O shenoshak achas min ha'kagon achoso ha'gadola v'achos imo v'chayotzi behen harei ze meguna biyoser v'dover ze aser umaysa tipshim hu. She'en kraven la'erva klau b'ngdola b'ngtana chutz me'em l'bna v'av l'bito. That's the Rambam. Again, the Minhag Olam is Minhag Olam. Everybody's Minhag Olam is different. But again, sister is this middle category. Guys, there shouldn't be, obviously, the Posim say there shouldn't be extreme forms of Chibuk V'Nishuk between a husband and, between a brother and a sister. But again, they're not Erev. It's not Erev. It's Mekra Din, it's Mutter. So the Rambam doesn't say, he doesn't say Aser. He says Maguna. So again, but it's based on this Gemara, but everybody has to use their head. Everybody has to use their head and know exactly. This isn't, sister is obviously different than other arayos. So the Rambam says achoso hagadola. He doesn't say nesua. He says gadola. So I'm not sure. That's what he says. Beferish. But even sisters is different than right. Okay. So you just stand there. Tana Devei Eliyahu. Okay. Tana Devei Eliyahu. 3-4 lines from the bottom. So Eliyahu Hanavi wrote the following. Okay, we did this story also in when we discussed Hilchas Nida. Maisa b'Talmud. Important tosis on the bottom also that maybe Ula himself knew Yodea Basmo Shlo Yavide Hira. Why did he do this to his sister? Because he knew he was outside the Gemara. The Gemara's Exubas talk about that the Amoraim used to put the kalas on their shoulders and dance around. We don't paskin from the Amoraim. You know they were in a different world. Okay, Tana de Eliyahu. Maisa b'Talmud achad shoshana v'harbi v'kara harbi v'shimesh Talmid Chacham harbi. There was a Talmud that did everything. He learns, he Tanakh, and he learned Talmid Chachamim, he served them. U'meis b'chatsi yamav, Rachman al-Islan, he died young. V'haisa ishto notelas tefilav, u'mechazartam b'beis b'atik nasiyas b'atik midrashos. His wife took his tefillin and went to all the shuls and the yeshivas. V'amr lahem, and she said to them, bemoaning the fact of what happened to her husband, Ksiv b'Torah, ki hu chayechav orach yamecha, says in the Torah that this is going to bring you long life. Ba'ali, my husband, Shoshana Harbe, V'kara Harbe, V'shimesh Talmid Chachamim Harbe, B'vna Meis B'chatsi Yamav. Why did he die young? Terrible. What did he do wrong? V'lo Hayada Machzira Davar. Nobody could ever answer her. Hamachas Nisarachli Etzla. One time I was by her, Eliyahu Hanavi said, V'hayimasicha Kolosa Ma'ora. And she told me the whole story. V'amartila. And I said to her, and the Mepharshim point out here that how did he pick the following out of everything? So it must be that he knew there was something in the world of Nida that happened here. That was something wrong. Amartila biti bimei nidusech mahu etzleich. So Eliyahu Hanavi asked her, how did he behave when you were in Nida? So Amrali chas v'shalom. What do you mean chas v'shalom? Afilu v'espa katana lo nagabi. He didn't touch me even with his little pinky. Bimei livunech mahu etzleich. What about during Shiva Nikiyim? Literally libunech when she's wearing white, right? What did he do during that time? So she says, Achalimi, Vishasimi, Vyashanimi, Bikir Basar. We ate together, we drank together, he was with me in bed. But we never led to anything. Never led to anything. V'amartila, and Eliyahu Hanavi says, Baruch HaMakom Sheharago. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that killed him, Shalonasa Panam LaTorah, that he didn't show favoritism just because he was a big Talmud Chacham. Shariyam Ratorah. Because the Torah says, Ve'el Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Sikrav. Right, and Isha b'nidas tumasa lo sikrav, you can't come close to. And Rashi explains here, tumasa means until the woman goes to the mikvah, she's called tameya. That's what we paskin. She's just as tameh the first day and the last day halachically to the husband up until she goes to the mikvah. So therefore, Eliyahu Hanavi says there was kirav basar here, and kirav basar is included in a little sikrav ulegalos erva. You don't not just the ma'isa b'is aser, but even b'nidas tumasa, even the kreva of kirav basar is also aser. One more line. Kiyasar Abdimi Amar Mitachada Have. You know what was wrong there? They slept in the same bed. There was no Kirav Basar. They slept in the same bed. Right? This is the Makar for the Hefsik Mita. By the halakha quoting Shulchan Aruch. There has to be a Hefsik between the bed of the husband and the wife. It's scary stuff, this Gemara. Right? There has to be a Hefsik Gemara between the husband and the wife. Different cheetahs, how much of a Hefsik? Fine. But that's that we spoke about in the past. But there has to be some type of Hefsik between the beds. Which is a very logical gzera. The Ma'arava Amri Harchaka. The Ma'arava Amri Amr Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Siner Masik Vein Olavina. There was some type of clothing between them, but that also was improper. Again, this is the Gemara where some of the Harchakos of Nida Simen Kuf Sadakei in Yeridaya where they are mentioned. Important Tosfos on top, yeah.
This might not be a question for the Shir, but like, doesn't doesn't a person's life get weighed in a balance, and all the good and all the bad?
Yeah, it's
here, one bad that weighs all the good.
Right. It's.
What about Moshe Rabbeinu? It's one. I mean, he was told.
Right. Again, that's a good philosophical question. Well, why he this one was chosen? Right, but still, Lamaisa, he died b'chatsiyama because of this. So again, we're not the judges. We're matzdik v'din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways. And whether we take the Gemara seriously that this was the only avon, I don't know what to say. But either way, that his answer is that shlonasa panim latorah. Maybe it was more of an attitude that he knew, he thought that this was, he interpreted or he knew it was Aser, but he did it anyway. Maybe there was something more behind it than just stam, you know, somebody just is a baltaiva and he can't control. That's one thing. But it sounds like shlonasa panim latorah, that it was dafka, because even though he had this, maybe he was using it and he thought he would be saved because of it. Right, right. So again, it's a good question. I don't have an answer. Even in a separate shir, I don't know if I would have an answer. The top toast is important because the Gemara here, interestingly, Eliyahu asked two questions. Bimei nidoschech, how did he act with you? And bimei libunech. So Tosa says, "Lo mishum sheish lachalik b'nidus l'libun." Halacha l'maisa, when a woman is a nida before she starts counting, and during Shiva Nikiyam, there's no difference l'maisa b'zman hazeh. What's the difference? There's no difference. She's wearing white. Right? The Rama says it's a minog. The women minog, old minog kadim, that right after the hafsatara she puts on white. So fine, but l'maisa, is there a difference? No, there's no difference in behavior. Tosa says, don't think that there's a difference just because Eliyahu HaNavi asked him these two questions. But then he quotes the minog of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says in the third skinny line that in the olden days they used to go to the mikveh twice. They used to go to the mikveh once after Tahara Midaraisa, once after 7 days, right? Because Midaraisa, we know Anida is for 7 days. We treat all women as Zava Gadol as Bizlan Azeh. But Anida is after 7 days. So Rabbeinu Tam quotes, they used to go to the mikveh twice. She begin Lizvel Shtei Tfilas. Achas L'sof Shiva L'Riyasa, Shitora Midaraisa Bach Tfila, V'achas L'sof Yimei Libun, L'kacha Yimekel Oso Ha'ish. That's why he was more Mekel, because we went to the mikveh once. Right? Part of the reason why we don't go to the mikveh after the Daraisa is dafka because of this. Because people are going to think that it's more lenient. It's also part of there was a Takana Keduma, at least 700 years old already, from the Rivash. There's a truth of the Rivash quoted in Shulchan Aruch that says, Pnuyos don't go to the mikveh. A Pnuyo, an unmarried woman, is not allowed to go to the mikveh. Because, you know, Rahman al-Islam, in certain circles, they say, oh, let me at least go to the mikveh, because at least then if something happens, it'll be better. I won't be Anita. So two problems with that. Two major problems. A is a woman who has not taken kala classes and is unmarried and probably will not go to the mikveh properly. She probably won't know how to do the hachanas properly and she won't, A. And B is there's a zera, that's because of this. Because they're gonna be more lenient because, you know, they've gone to the mikveh once. They're like, oh, there's a gzera women, even Erev Yom Kippur, where they used to go to the mikveh, there's a gzera in the Rivash, that unmarried women don't go to the mikveh, bizman hazeh, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Hilchos Nida Kufei Gimel. So that's something that similar to where Rabbeinu Tam says here. Rabbeinu Tam says they used to go, but that might have what misled this good Jew.
So in times of Beis HaMikdash, they used to go.
In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you might have had to know, because you have to know, Tumah D'Oraisa, Tumah D'Rabbanan. Right, even Midrabanan, there's no question about how much the Meshech Chachma talks about this in one place. Are we going to go back to the Nida D'Oraisa rules, Bizman Beis HaMikdash? Probably, yeah, because you have to know about whether to bring a carbon, she has to bring a carbon, like we said, if they're Kohanim, right, if they're going to have the Kohen family over for Shabbos, so you have to know, you have Truma all over the place, so you have to know. And then the second half of Rashi is also very important, Lamaisa, where he quotes the Minog of Rashi. For Rashi, in the middle of the Tosfos, Hayanoik Isser La Hoshit Mafteach Miyada Liyada Bimeni Dusa. Right, this is the Isser of Hoshata. This Isser of passing husband and wife to husband. Right, this Isser does not apply to anybody else except Isher Nida. I could pass my friend's wife something as long as I make sure not to touch her. Right, but I can't pass my wife something b'shas that she has the halakhic status of an Ida. Right, that's why it's part of the whole structure that an Isher Nida has kulas and has chumras. It needs more chumras because there's the big kula of having yichud with her. That's the big kula. So you need all these extra chumras to balance it out. But it's also all based on the minhag of Rashi. So someone said, oh, it's not in the Gemara, it's just a minhag of Rashi. It's a minhag of Rashi. It's in Shulchan Aruch. We don't fool around. Right, it's good enough for Rashi, it's good enough for us. But this is the Rashi. This is where the source is. This Tosus quotes the minhag of Rashi. And we pass in its low plug, even if it's a long pole that you're passing her. There's a lot of lamaisa in the Isser of Hoshata. Okay. Fine, let's continue. Next Mishnah. Here we go. Next Mishnah. Elu min ha'alachos sha'amru ba'aliyas chanani mechizkim ben garon k'sha'olu levakro. These are the halachos that were said in the attic of Hananya, the son of Chizki, the son of Garon, when the Chachamim went to visit him. Nimnu, they counted up the Chachamim who were there. V'rabu Beishamai al Beis Hillel. Beishamai was the majority over Beis Hillel. V'yurches Dvarim Gozru Babayom. There were 18 gzeros that occurred that day in the attic of Hananya. This is called all over Shas the Yurches Dvarim. Yurches Dvarim, the 18 things that were gozer, nigzar in this attic. And the next three blot, up until the next mission on Daf Yizayin Mabez, is going to talk about these 18 Yurches Dvarim, 11 of which, or 12 of which, are Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. So we're going to get into a number of issues of Tumah V'Tahara, but the next three blot of the Yurches Dvarim. Okay, says the Gemara. Amalei Abayel of Yosef, Eilu Tznan o Ve'eilu Tznan. Does the Mishnah has a vav in our Girsa? So does it mean Eilu or Ve'eilu? What's the difference? Ve'eilu Tznan Hayni Da Amran. Is it and these are the ones that were from the Gzeira? In other words, the previous lines in the Mishnah, all the Gzeiras that we had in the previous Mishnah, not to clean your begadim by the light of the Ner, not to read. That's Ve'eilu. It's going on what was before. Oh, Eilu Tznan. Or Eilu Tznan Zibin Elamim Lekaman. The following halachos are included. The following Mishnah, the next Mishnah, Daf Yizayin Mabez. So, which ones are included in the 18? The previous lines of the Mishnah or the later lines of the Mishnah? Tashma, in Polon La'or Haner, Ben Koran La'or Haner, right? And he quotes the lines of the previous Mishnah. Ve'eilu, min halachos shamar ba'alayis chanan b'cheskim megaron, shma mina, Ve'eilu Tznan, shma mina. So far we know it was referring to the previous halachos. Right, but we're going to get to the list. That's going to be two of them, yeah. Unless it's one, because they're both from the same reason, which we spoke about. They're both Shemiyata. Okay, Tanu Rabbanon, Mi Kasa Megillas Tainis. Who wrote Megillas Tainis? So Megillas Tainis is famous on Hanukkah. But the Megillas Tainis was a work from the Tanaim that was written even before the time of the Mishnah. One of the very early works, which it was really basically a list. Rashi explains it. The Gemara's and Tainus talk about it. It was a list of all the days that Nisim happened to Am Yisrael, and therefore there were gozer that you weren't allowed to fast on those days, or the day before or after. So that's what in Hanukkah, it talks about it, right? In Tainus, it talks about Hanukkah, because we say you're not allowed to fast the day before, the day after, or what? By Purim, it talks about it, because we have Tainus Esther the day before Purim, and Purim was one of the days that you weren't allowed in Megillas Tainus. The Gemara talks about it. Maybe that was an exception. But the Gemara says, who wrote Megillas Tainus? So Amru, Hananya Bechizkiya, Visiyata, right? That same Hananya who they went to visit in the attic. He wrote it, Shehayu Mechabavin Es Hatzaros. Because, why they write it? Because they love the Tzaros. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Mechabavin Es Hatzaros, Shenigalin Mehen. That they were saved from. And the Nes was Chaviv to them to be maskerit to praise Hashem. So, Mechabav and Hatzaros. What's the problem? Why did it say about the Marshal in the back of the Gemara? It says, what do you mean? So, Rashi, according to Rashi, it should have said Mechabav and Hatzanisim. What do you mean, Mechabav and Hatzaros? Mechabav and Hatzanisim. They love the Nisim. That's what Tzaros means here. So, Marshal says maybe it means they were mastic the din. When they had the Tzaros, they were mastic the din. But it still doesn't really fully apply. Mechabav and Hatzaros. So, maybe it connects to a Beis Halevi, which we mentioned in the past. Beis Halevi writes in the Medrash, in Parshas B'Shalach, there's a Medrash by Oz Yashir Moshe. The Medrash says, Moshe says, Ba'oz Chatasi, because I said, Me'oz Basil Dabra Paro has gotten worse, Uba'oz Omarti Shira, Oz Yashir Moshe. So, Ma'a Kesher between Me'oz Basil Paro, Ba'oz Yashir Moshe. So, the Beis Halevi says, when you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that he did for you, when he saves you for a tzara, there are two levels of thanking, of Hodah. One level is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. You know, I couldn't have been saved without you. The second level of thanking is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for the tzara itself. Because of the tzara, I'm a better person. Because of what I went through, I'm not only thanking you for the salvation, I'm thanking you for the tzara itself. Because I needed the tzara to appreciate you a little more. So I thank you even for the tzara. And he says, that's pshat in the pasuk. Odecha ki ani sani. Vatihili Lishua. Odecha, I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because for the Inui also. Vatihili Lishua. So he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Tzara and for the Shevach and for the ultimate salvation. That's what he talks about by Eis HaLevi. Right? What do we say in Alanisim? Alanisim, Yal Perkim, Al Gvuros, Al Shuas, Al HaMilchamos. What do you mean thanking Hashem for the wars? Could have done without the wars. Well, the answer is we appreciate that even the Milchamos will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Maybe that's Pshat in this line. Shalim Havanis Atzaris. That they're not only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Geula from the Tzara, maybe Dafko, according to Rashi, that's why it says, Mechabavin es Hatzaros. Right, Yisurin Shalav, but that's Yisurin per se. But now it's thanking, when you have a salvation, you not only thank Hashem for the salvation, but you thank Him for the Shibud prior to it as well. Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Af Anu Mechab Nes Hatzaris. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, we also love the Tzaris, or the Nisim, Aval Ma Nasa, Shem Bano Lechtov, Enon Maspikin, but we would need worlds and worlds of parchment to write down all the days and the events that happened that we were saved from. Dabar Acher, Ein Shota Nifka. A different reason why Rav Shmuel Gamliel says we can't write it down is that a shota, a foolish, an ignorant person, doesn't realize that something happened to him. Meaning we're so numbed by so many tsaras in all the centuries that we just don't realize it. It's not like we know and we can't do it, but we don't even realize it. Davar Acher, a different mashal, Ein Bsar Hameis Margish B'Yizemel. Dead flesh doesn't feel the knife. Meaning we're like Margish, we're like Bsar Meis. So we don't even feel the tsaras anymore. So Gemara says, Eini, is that true? Bama Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, we had this in the beginning of the third parak in Brachas. Kasha Rima, where we spoke about how much did the Mason know. Remember those Gemaras? You have those Ruchos that were floating around in the Beis HaFaris. Kasha Rima, la Meis, Kamachat, B'Psar Achai. Rabbi Yitzchak there said, what do you mean? A Rima, a worm for a Niftar, for a Meis, hurts, Kamachat, B'Psar Achai, like a needle. So you see, Psar Meis does feel. So how can you say Psar Meis is like, you don't feel the Yizema, you don't feel the knife? Shnei Marach, Psarah, love Yichav, and Afshoah, love Tevau. So Gemara says, you're right. No, regular. A niftar does feel the rima, but ema aim psar hameis shebechai margish bizemel. But if somebody's alive and he has dead skin, so then that dead skin doesn't feel anything. Even though if a person is fully dead, then the rima does affect him. But again, either way, it's just the metaphor of not realizing even the tsaris today. Amar Yudam Arab, Baram Zachura Soesh, Latov, Hanani bin Chizkiah Shemo, Shemali Hunigna Sefer Yecheskel. Another thing that Hanani bin Chizkiah did, that without him, we would have been gones into Shemus Sefer Yecheskel. Show you Dvarav Sosrin Divrei Torah. Because there are a lot of things in Yecheskel that contradict Divrei Torah. The Gemara Bar Basra tells the story of a few of the Sifrei Tanakh that are controversial somewhat. Koheles and others, and that the Chachamim had to defend in order to save them from being nignas. Ma asa helu. So what did he do? Helu lo gimel meos garvi shem, and he brought 300 barrels of wine up to the attic. The yashav bali of a darshan, and what? And he sat there and he darshaned and he explained all the psukim that seemed to be contradictory or apikarsis. What were the 300 barrels of wine for? So Rashi says it was to sid. It was to where's the Rashi? Garvi lomar ulumzonos, either for light or to use to eat with. But either way, he saved Sefer Yecheskel. Just one ha'ara on something that we said already. It said that we don't even realize ain't shota nifka. We don't even realize the tsaris that are happening to us. An interesting story told of Rav Chaim Balazhin, that one time a priest went to Rav Chaim Balazhin and asked him. He says, "Let me ask you pshat in the pasuk." Right? Usually the priests know Tanakh better than we do. So he says, "Let me ask you pshat in the pasuk." It says in Tehillim, "Haluas Hashem kol goyim shabachu kol umim ki gavar alinu chasta." Right, all the nations are going to praise Hashem. Because Hashem is good to the Jews. What's pshat? We're going to praise you. We're going to praise God because He's good to you. When is that going to happen? So Rav Chaim Balazhin says as follows: says pashut. He says we know a certain level of nisim that happened to us that we're saved from, but there are so many plans. There are so many things that the other nations of the world have in mind to do to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, and we don't even realize it. We don't even realize, you know, the salvations, because we don't even get to that stage of seeing that there's a danger, that there's not salvation. So Rav Chaim Balazhin says, when Mashiach comes, we're going to praise Hashem on a certain level. But you know who's really going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who is going to realize what Hashem really did? The nations of the world. Haluas Hashem kol goyim, they're going to praise, because we don't even know half of what's going on behind the scenes. Ki gavar aleinu chasto, because they're going to realize how much Hashem did for us. That's right, ain't shota nifka. We don't even realize half the stuff that's happening, but that's why the nations of the world are going to recognize it. Okay, we are up to the Shmona Esrei Dvarim. There's a footnote. I saw in the art scroll that there's a big footnote just as a hakdama to Shmona Esrei Dvarim. It's basically the ABCs of Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. So just as a suggestion, if you have 5 minutes today, just to read through that footnote if you can, because the next three blot are going to be in Yoni Tumah V'Tahara. The footnote just talks about Av Rishon. Right, what could be, what's the Araisa, what's the Rabbanan? It's like 5 minutes, or even 10 minutes, just to read through that footnote to try to get some of the ABCs that will help in over the next 3 days of Gemara. Okay, today's shiur was Lezecher Nishmas Yitzchak Ben Shlomo Yehuda. Sorry? Hashem's outside now.